Welcome back to Your Hometown, where each month we take you to a different corner of Chicagoland. Today, we're traveling south of the Loop to Lansing. Let's explore what makes Lansing truly unique. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities. Here's Lisa.
Our guest is Michelle Henderson from Fox Point. Maybe you've been to one of their free concerts or one of their events. Their venue is used for many events. So, Michelle, you get to see a variety of people from Lansing and beyond that show up at Fox Point, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so you've got some events coming up on July 9th, a free concert. And I love that this is one of those bands that does the music of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yeah, so that's Marrakesh Express. They're a fan favorite, so I guarantee that they will pack the place that evening. So they are on Wednesdays, and Wednesdays are part of our free concert series that happens throughout the summertime here at Fox Point.
So in 2014, the Village of Lansing had a comprehensive plan, and part of that plan was to create a grand civic space. Is that when Fox Point was born, so to speak?
Correct. Yeah, that was a long-term vision. When it started in 2014, it was a downtown revitalization project. And then Fox Point, I think groundbreaking, they broke ground in 2017, and then it officially opened in September of 2018.
So just about any big holiday that comes along, you have something that coincides with that. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Although we have a lot of concerts that take place primarily at the venue, and that's everything from a fan favorite like our Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra, everything from Mexico and El Corazon, which is a national touring group, and then from our regular Wednesday night concerts, our Friday night concerts, and then coming up in July, we have a ticket to the event, and that is called Bands, Bikes, and Brews. So that's a new hot event that we have happening just around the corner.
Oh, that's fun. And, you know, I don't have a young girl, but I know people who have taken them to see the Taylor tribute. I've got to imagine that's a lot of girls that are just going crazy and screaming, and you have that coming up as a free concert, right?
Yeah, yeah. So that's taking place for one of our Wednesday concerts. That is July 16th, and that is Fearless, a tribute to Taylor Swift.
How fun. Do people get married there too, or is it more a venue just for big gatherings, entertainment?
So right now it's primarily focused on big entertainment. So Wednesdays we feature the higher energy tribute bands, Fridays more local regional acts, but we also rent the pavilion and Fox Point, the entire venue, out to the general public. So if there's a show they want to put on, they want to bring bands there, they can do anything they want, of course, within, you know, limitations of our policy. And we just recently held a fundraiser under our pavilion this past week.
That's wonderful. Just looks like pretty much the heart of Lansing, right? It's where people gather to have fun.
It is, yeah. So it really is a hidden gem that's a part of Southland here in Chicago. So we're located right off of 8094 on Ridge Road and Reese Street. And it's a beautiful venue, and we even have a lot of people that walk and bike in because the Penzi Greenway runs right along our venue.
And that event, the Bands, Bikes, and Brews, that is coming up in July, we're talking motorcycles, right?
Yes. Yep. So we'll feature, there will be a bike show. We'll have best of show for three different categories. That show is from 2 to 5 p.m. And we have a guest judge. His name is Danny, a.k.a. the Count Coker. And he is from the hit History Channel show Counting Cars. So he will be one of our judges, as well as his band, Counts 77, will be performing just before the Pat Travers band that evening.
Oh, Pat Travers, that's fun. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I just love that you have a venue in Lansing that provides so much free entertainment as well. I think that's just such a wonderful place for community to gather.
Absolutely.
And what can you tell us about Lansing? For those who are listening today on WGN who've never, ever visited Lansing, they don't have family there, how would you describe your town?
I think it's definitely a family-friendly oriented place. We have our downtown, which just got repaved last year, local businesses, everything from Gady's Popcorn to K Dolce, Little Shops. We have wine bars. So even if you've never been there, I guarantee you, once you come visit us, you're going to want to come back not only to see a concert, but just to get back into the downtown and visit the local businesses.
Were you born and raised there?
I was not. So I am originally from Griffith, Indiana, and I now reside in Crown Point. So I am actually the brand new events planner. I just started there in April for them.
Wow. So you commute and you like what you see so far, right?
I love it. It is amazing there. It's wonderful. It's a great venue.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us. If people want to keep up to date on those free concerts, what is your website?
Yeah, so for more information, they can visit foxpoint.org. That's FOXPOINTE.
Okay. Thank you so much. Really nice to meet you, Michelle. Have a great day.
Thanks, you as well. All right. Bye-bye.